from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An agreement coming soon. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he expects an agreement in very short order with Russia on air safety above Syria to avoid a potential mid-air accident between U.S. and Russian jets. The Pentagon says Russian and U.S. pilots carrying out separate missions in Syria came within 16 kilometers of each other at one point last week. Israel has suffered its deadliest days since the latest wave of Palestinian attacks began. At least three Israelis were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen wounded in the three Palestinian attacks. The Israeli cabinet has authorized police to seal off troubled areas in Jerusalem, a statement issued by the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said the permanent residency rights of terrorists will be revoked and the property of those who carry out attacks will be confiscated. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence.
So I look at that and I say, you know, if that did explode, and I pray and hope it won't, and I think there are options to prevent that, but we would inevitably be, you know, at some point, we're going to have to be engaged in working through those kinds of difficulties. So better to try to find the ways to deal with it before that happens than later.
Secretary Kerry spoke Tuesday at the Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The findings are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde. They say the vote should be annulled. This is VOA News. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last year finds the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch officials announced their findings Tuesday. Charles Maines has more from Moscow for VOA.
Speaking in Moscow, the CEO of Almazante, Jan Novikov, says evidence shows flight MH17 was hit by one of Russia's Buk missile systems, as Western nations have alleged, but that the weapon was an older Soviet model no longer used by the Russian military. Novikov says his company's analysis also indicates the rocket was fired from territory that Russia says was under Ukrainian government control at the time of the crash. The Almazante presentation came just hours before a Dutch safety board issued its long-anticipated report on the downing of flight MH17. While the Dutch investigation does not seek to assign blame for the incident, Russia has chafed at suggestions the Russian-made rocket was fired from rebel-held territory. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
The report said the plane was hit on the left side by shrapnel from the detonation of a missile fired from the ground. Amnesty International is accusing Western-backed Kurdish forces of forcibly ejecting mainly Arab and Turkmen populations from villages in northern Syria that were previously under the control of terror group Islamic State. Henry Ridgewell reports Kurdish forces deny any policy of forced displacement.
All but one of the houses in the village of Husseinia, northern Syria, has been razed to the ground. Husseinia was under the control of Islamic State militants until earlier this year, but they were forced out by Kurdish forces known as the YPG. Amnesty International claims the YPG, along with their police force known as the Asayish, destroyed the village along with at least six others. Amnesty claims thousands of people, mainly ethnic Arabs and Turkmen, have been forced to flee their homes in a campaign of collective punishment. Henry Ridgewell, London.
After watching Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats looking to become the next U.S. president got their turn at a first debate of the 2016 election campaign in Las Vegas. One of the candidates still struggling to gain traction in the election polls is former governor from the state of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, who contrasted the Democratic debate tonight with his idea of the debates by the Republican Party.
On this stage, you didn't hear anyone denigrate women. You didn't hear anyone make racist comments about new American immigrants. You didn't hear anyone speak ill of another American because of their religious belief. What you heard instead on this stage tonight was an honest search for the answers that'll move our country forward.
Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.